particularly for today, Word Wisdom Wellness Wednesday on PM Drive, this 20th of August, digital detox. It's something that we all require. And knowing what our limits are in terms of screen time. So digital wellness is just as important as other aspects of wellness. In fact, wellness should be viewed holistically. Senior lecturer at the Department of Information Systems at University of the Western Cape, Dr. Fazlin Peterson. Dr. Fazlin, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Certainly very topical. A digital detox. And for us to be cognizant of our screen times. Are many of us overdoing it, really?
I think it depends on what you're using your screen time for. Maybe we need to start there.
Yeah.
Because counting minutes can be like a point of awareness, but if you're only counting calories without looking at the nutritional value of your food per se, it's not really going to be giving you any quantity.
Mm.
So instead of just aiming for less screen time, maybe we should be aiming for intentional screen time. Because a lot of us are using our phone for work and other things. So you must ask yourself, is this technology serving me or am I serving it? And is it creating value or is it just really weighing me down? And so I think there's more to be considered just in terms of how much time, more about what the time is spent on.
I think, Dr. Fazlin, that's extremely topical. I take it from my perspective. I certainly ascribe to the intentional screen time, and with the manner in which smartphones have developed, you literally can do all of your work using your smartphone. So those who perhaps are using it intentionally would then automatically reach a certain point of the day where they would literally switch off. Switch the phone off, put the phone on silent, let it charge, then overnight, evening, spend time with your family, chat to your kids, chat to your wife, your husband, find out how the day went, etc. That would then be intentional, right? And those of us who are just screening, glued to our screens, swiping, tapping, clicking, liking the whole day without even really looking up. It's a very odd conversation to have with people who are spending their time with their faces literally glued to their screens the whole day.
I think that is true, but I think also we've used it as a scapegoat for not having to engage with people.
Hmm.
Because it's a lot easier to look at your phone than it is to make that initial awkward conversation. But it also means that our youth don't learn those skills, like the rejection, the conflict management, the how not everybody is going to like you, because we no longer have to engage face to face. And so screen time is, well, looking at your screen all the time could be more negative than what we think. But if you're using it for work, again, it depends. So you need to look at your life and what you are using your phone for and then do the assessment rather than saying all screen time is bad.
Mm. Now, parents that are concerned, Dr. Fazlin, about their kids and their screen time. We need to obviously speak to parents and families. Those parents that are concerned and perhaps seeing that their kids are spending copious lengthy periods on their screens, and they've perhaps not set those limits and boundaries from that time to that time, yes, from that time to that time, no. Now, how do we speak to those parents?
So I just say that children won't listen to what you say, but they'll imitate what you do.
Mm.
So if you're constantly on your phone when you're sitting around the table, they will do the same. So maybe you need to start small. Share the rules to say no devices around meal times, all phones charged in the kitchen overnight, not in the bedrooms, etc. And then it's not about limiting your children, but reclaiming the connection of time for the whole family. So it needs to be framed positively. So this is our time to talk and play together rather than you ban from your iPad. And that will probably make a bigger difference. But it is going to be difficult at the start, especially since they've had unlimited amount of screen time. You're going to have to take it away slowly, I would think.
But certainly, Dr. Fazlin, we are seeing that reality also today. Excessive periods spent glued to our screens, our smartphones, scrolling through social media many times aimlessly. All of that excessive screen time does have an impact on our mental, physical, emotional, psychological well-being. And we tend to become also less productive. And as you say, it does lead to us actually, instead of us talking about social media, a lot of those aspects through us actually excessively inclining towards it, it's made us antisocial.
That's very true. But I think also what we can do is to put on Do Not Disturb on our phones. So we find that before, like back in the day, in order for you to have contact with somebody, you would have to phone the house phone and they'd only be available when they were at home. Mm. Now you have access to people 24/7. And so it becomes disruptive also. So you can tame your notifications as an example. You can turn off your notifications for WhatsApp and any of your other devices that are consuming large amounts of your time without you being productive. And so I think you can also check what you are spending your time on quite easily looking at your phone and then turning off the ones slowly that are the most disruptive during the day. So instead of spending your time looking at your phone endlessly without it adding value to your life, you can reduce it slowly over time so that you can spend the time on the things that actually matter, like getting outside maybe, and having the conversation with your spouses or your children.
In conclusion, Dr. Fazlin, how do we strike that balance and perhaps engage in a regular detox? Simple things that you can advise us to do and not to do.
So I would say start slowly. I think you should look at what it is that you're spending your time on, your phone for. And I mean, that's pretty easy. Then look at what you can turn off the notifications on your phone and then to set up the rules, but do that slowly over time. Because turning your phone off one day, I don't think that's going to be manageable in the long run. It's also not going to be sustainable. You cannot have that immediate switch off. And we're living in a world where having our phones for work, etc., is a requirement. So it cannot be an unplug. It must be a slow transition into I'm going to limit the amount of time that is not adding value to my life and rather spend it on the things that are.
All right, we will make serious attempts to heed to that advice, Dr. Fazlin Peterson, Senior Lecturer, Department of Information Systems.